Okay, so we were busy introducing ourselves to Avraham Avinu. We appointed Avraham Avinu as our guide to take us through the next few months of life. And we wanted to know what exactly was the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu. It wasn't that there was a God, because that was well known already by the time Avraham Avinu came along. Noach met Adam. Adam for sure knew there was a God, right? And it's unlikely that Adam forgot to mention that fact to Noach when he met him. Noach spoke to God, and God spoke to him. So some of you knew there was a God, and probably he mentioned that to Avram as well when he met him. And there was also Chanoich and Mesushalach and Shem, Va'eva. There were big people running around the world. Even Nimrod, who Avram Avinu knew there was a God. But that wasn't a big Chiddush. He discovered it himself. Maybe that was a Chiddush, but that's not what changed the world. We have to understand what is it that Avram Avinu did that created a whole new reality. He didn't just upgrade from Noah. Get that clear. Avraham didn't become a better, version 3 of Noah. He became something completely different. We saw from the Alochas, the Dorim, a whole new Briya, and I'm going to say this, and I've said it again, and the Chasam Sofer, who we're going to see now, also says it. The Guf changed as well, not just the Noah. There was a change in the Guf. And we see that today. Yeah, the Jewish goof is not the same as a Goyish goof. They're starting to see that in the genetic. There's gene markers that Kohanim have that other people don't have. Some of this, something in the goof is not the same either. We don't see it, obviously, but it's there. Okay. So Mem Hay, let's take one further step. But Amnam b'chasam soifah b'shaydes v'tshuvahs in Yerodea simen shin nun vav mevur b'shem haramban. Chasam Sofer brings from the Ramban, Shekola Yediya Saksuvus Betorasena Kedosha Idas Mashi Tachesh Venema Adla Avram Avinu. All the everything that happened that the Torah describes, that was described up to Avram Avinu, Nim Surubu Shal Shelish Mesiru Mipelo Ezen, Mi Adam Arishan, Musel Shelach, Mi Musel Shelach, Lenoach, Minoach Lavram. There was an unbroken chain of tradition from Adam Arishon all the way through to Avram. The Gamnoch Hikias Boire. Vafilu Nimrod Hikias Reboine. Koloshin Chazal, we said that already. Nimrod was Makiras Boire. Venim Zenkai Kashamon Kashe Machidish Avram Avinu. What was Avram Avinu's big finish? All right, it's Etzema Metzias Shiesh Manig Labire Yoide Gamnoch Vashem Benoy Achorov. These people knew what was going on. Im kein eizem afocha choyl Avraham Avinu lenoicha chaubda. Shaimuna v'avoydus Hashem hayudus me'az b'riyas olam. Everybody knew this. We weren't being machadish anything Avraham, that there's a body shalayma. We know that. We got it. Old news. So what was the big revolution that Avraham Avinu introduced? And we need to know that because we have to walk in his footsteps. Yes, sir. Okay, but the Rasenu Kadosh Kozu Shagorosh Bochu Hishiv La Ama Avinu is Imunosoi Kitstoka. We said we're going to ask a lot of questions. Here's the next bombshell. The Imuna that Avraham Avinu had, the Torah describes as Stoka. As it says in the Pasuk, Vahamin Bashem, Vayachshavu Loi Litstoka. He was ma'amin b'Hashem, and that was considered in Hashem's eyes as stoker. Pasuk ze ne'eman b'bris b'randev sorry. Kesh Avram Avinu ayu ben shivim shana. Avram is now 70 years old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entering into a covenant with Avram Avinu. It's what's called bris b'randev sorry. And there he tells, the Pasuk relates that the imuna of Avram in Hashem is considered like stoker. When you go see a donor for the yeshiva and you tell him, give me stock, he says, Ani ma'amin b'cha. That's stock. Robin Gelt. Ma'amin b'Hashem. But actually, we could stock it. That's stock. Baruch, you don't need stock anymore. You just have imuna, and that's called stock. What's going on here?
Hayezelach shekva hushlech lekipshnei shel edai Nimrod.
Avraham Avinu had been through a lot in his life before he got to the Brisbane episode. First of all, he was thrown into a fire by Nimrod. Yeah, that's a big test. And you come out unscathed. So that's pretty impressive, yeah? He was 52 years old, and he came out of there with a nice swim concussion. I had stalkers and Gadolish. I was in your mind, but what's the big stalker? Besides, we're not with stalkers, but what's the big news that Avraham is Maimin Bashir? If I threw you into a 1200 degree Celsius furnace and you hung up there for a while and nothing happened, and you walked out and everything was fine, and now you believe in God, that's like, wow, how does he believe in God? After all he went through, he still believes in God. Of course, you believe what he went through. For how long you'll believe in God, I don't know. But said about that Avraham Avinu's imun is considered like stalker. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Nisim Gluim. Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu. Tzedakah pirusha asiyas ma'aseh miyuchad b'minu she'ein doim elo. Stalker means you're doing something unique. After the Ness of the Kibshan Nations, not exactly wow, you know. Well, most of us have been thrown to Kibshan Nations and walked out with a very Muni and Hashem at least for a certain period of time before it wore off. Why are we, the descendants of Avram, called Yehudim? These are big tzaddikim. We mentioned that yesterday. Shem Benoach HaTzadik, he was Koin Lekel Elyoyim. Uchein Zoro Shal Eivah, Shair Raboi Shal Yaakov Avinu. These were the Rebbeim of Avos. Nishar Ibn Enoach, they stayed Shaloh HaTzadik. Gam Mesushalach HaTzadik, Ne Shavche Benoach, Mesushalach, who was a... Vafinu Noach, Chanoich, was such a great tzadik, Shehofach Lemalach Memtes. The Memtet. The Malach Memtet is, we don't know what that is, but it's about as high as you can get. It's somewhere there on the Kisa Kovid, there's a Melech called Memtet. And Chanoich became, he became that Malach. A very choshuva Malach. Lutzu Sheachzor Lo'ilam Azeh B'gufi Benoich. He would come back there as a person, as a human being. You could sound him also Shelo Sani Goy, he's a Benoich. Lumas Samavra Mavinu V'zorach HaRav Hen Yehudi Madua. What's going on here? It can't have anything to do with tzitzis, because these were great tzaddikim, these people. These were great, great, great tzaddikim. Yitzhak sent Yaakov to go learn Vashem Va'evu. And Yaakov felt the message to teach everything he learned there to Yosef. So must have been, they were doing something. So they stayed going. Avraham became, what's going on? So lots of good few questions. You can ask some other questions now from a different angle. Yeah, we start on time. Eh? Sometimes. No, sometimes. When I do get you on time, I have to stop. I'm sorry. It used to be a tradition. We never started until Eddie got there. Okay. So we're going to ask some other questions on a different track. We'll come back and we'll try and tie it all together afterwards. Okay? So remember the questions we asked a number of months, you know? And let's take a further step here. And we've been learning these sugyas, those of you who've been learning in Surah Maira, you've been learning these sugyas inside. You see that they have a lot of practical application outside of the theoretical longness that you were playing with. Halacha psuka, Hibaramba, Mushulchan Aruch, Ein Doichi Nefesh, Mipnei Nefesh. Ring a bell? You guys should be busy grappling with it. We're not grappling with it. We're all busy with it. Vamartala tez atzmusa shel halacha zubayfen maisim. It's there, mikra alolo nitrachesh chas v'lilem. Okay, we brought this many, many times. It's the famous Bir Halacha there. We're going to paraphrase it. I'll do it outside just so we can get through it. Everybody knows this, Maisa. Maybe you not, but you'll listen carefully and you'll get it. To understand how far in Doiche Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh goes, and the reason we're not Doiche Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh is why? What's the source for that Halacha? Huh? Oh. What's this? What's the makor for Ein Doche Nefesh Nifei Nefesh? The pasuk, the smara. I'm gonna have to fire you and Rabbi Grossman. My chosis. My chosis domchem sumek tvei. Maybe his blood's redder or sweeter or you do more mitzvahs. Whatever the pshat in the Rishonim is. It's a smara. There's no pasuk. There's nowhere Chazal cannot find the source. By doichin nefesh mit nefesh. Other than we just don't know who's more chosis. Ayefakim is another problem. Ayefakim fits in. Okay. Since we don't know who's more choshuv, Ayefakim comes in there. We'll see. I'm going to discuss that off. The famous Shimon Shkop. So we'll see. It's an interesting story there. They hold the gun against Moshe Rabbeinu's head and they tell him, take out Shur or we kill you. What's the halacha? He takes the bullet. You know why? Because we just don't know who's more hot. We just don't know. We don't know. Who's going to do more mitzvahs? The notion of the chinuch. We don't know who's going to do more mitzvahs. What's the chinuch? If they learn chatting my cousin. We just don't know. I'll tell you, I do know. I can tell you right away.
Some bum from the street.
Some bum from the street and Moshe Rabbeinu takes the bullet. We don't know. That's what the positive thing is. You think you know. But you don't know. Okay. I'm just telling you, it's a fascinating insight. We don't. It was Gareth Novi, but who says that his blood's sweeter than yours or redder than yours or he's going to do more mixes? We don't know. Because I'm telling you, you don't know. You don't know. And even if you would know, the loch is psuka. We don't know. It means even if you do know, no clue. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the bullet. The yellow would come and tell you, and you would get over the problem, all the Shemaim, and you would know, but still, the halacha is the halacha. The halacha is never meant to be 100%. That's the halacha, because we really don't know. Even in an exceptional case where you would know, the halacha knows. So if your low self-esteem is troubling you, get in touch with this halacha, it'll fix your low self-esteem. And if you understand what we're going to learn now, you won't even know what the word low self-esteem means. So you have a very simple case. We've discussed it here many times. Let's go through it quickly. It's a Mufurish of Bir Halacha. Chofetz Chaim brings this case. Interesting kasha, because the Chofetz Chaim says that the reason why the Machal Shabbos to save a life is that he can keep more Shabbos. That's Chazal. Chofetz Chaim says nothing to do with it. And he proves it. But the Chazal says it's got nothing to do with it. So that I'll leave for the Chomet Chachomim to work out in morning favor. Bottom line is, Chofetz Chaim says like this. What's his proof? That we're not Machal Shabbos to save somebody's life, but they'll keep more Shabbos. He gives the following case. You have a abandoned baby somewhere in a train station or whatever with Zroiv Goyim in that place. Yeah? Paddington Station. Downtown London or uptown London or I don't know wherever it is. I've been there actually. Paddington Station or whatever, then Golders Green. What's the station in Golders Green there? By Hargers? Yeah, but there's another one also in the table.
Sorry, that's Brentcross.
Yeah? Brentcross. That's my station. Down the road from Robin Hood. Okay. So they find in a bed that could be Roy hidden there, Brentcross. Anyway, somewhere else.
Just.
Down there, they find an abandoned baby. And you pick up the baby, you have Rahmanus with the baby, you take him home. Now, you don't think he's a Jew or not. Could be Jewish, could be a boy. We don't know. What's halacha? It could be Jewish Chinese. But the halacha is he's off to the right. So we treat him, we don't know for sure. We don't know. We have a right that says right boy. So we treat him as a boy. So you raise him, you bring him up. He becomes the neighborhood Shabbos boy. He lives a happy life, taking care of all the Jews' needs on Shabbos, and he's a good boy. Yeah? Now, comes Shabbos Echad. And they run in and they tell you that they saw a building collapsing and they think this guy is inside the building. Yeah? Now you have three svekas. Is he a Jew or is he a guy? We don't know. Chazaka that he's a guy, but we don't know for sure. We have a sofek whether he's in there or not. And we have another sofek whether he's alive or dead. What's the halacha in terms of him? Huh? It's a bit of halacha. When you did Ben Sarah Moira, I'm sure the Witzki brought this. Yeah. It is in Chazara. Well, let's see. You guys are forgetting the stuff. So they run to the Rav to ask him, what should they do? And the Rav says, every Jew from Adam, from Avram Avinu, all the way down to Mashiach, has to machal Shabbos in order to get this guy out. Yeah? Why? He's a guy. The three Sveikas. Because there's another halacha that he's in the Foshet, we don't go off to the road. When it comes to life saving, we are concerned, we choish for the meals. Maybe he's Jewish. And if he's Jewish, you have to machal Shabbos to save him. Ah, we have a roi that he's a goy, yeah, but not when it comes to Pekuch Nefesh. When it comes to Pekuch Nefesh, we choish for the meat, we don't go off to the road. So you have an interesting situation. This guy's a goy, mitam roi. As long as his life's not threatened. The minute his life becomes threatened, we have to treat him like a Jew. We still don't know if he's a Jew or a goy. He's got a chazok of being a goy. Roiv goyim, he's got a chazok of being machal Shabbos. For the last 40 years, he's been your Shabbos goy. But now it's the kind of nefashos. So we have to treat him like a yid. Now, you go in there and you machal Shabbos to get him out. The minute he gets out, what's his status again?
Goy.
He goes back to having a chesed as goy. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So why don't you save his life that he'll keep many Shabbosim? He's not going to keep another Shabbos. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Says the Bir Halacha, you see from there that the reason why you machal Shabbos to save his life is not that he'll keep more Shabbosim, because he has a case where he won't keep more Shabbosim. So why do you machal Shabbos to save his life? That we have to see inside the Loshon
there. The only reason he was not originally,
well, there's a Sofek now. We don't know whether this guy's a Sofek or a Jew. Nothing to do with origin. No, nothing. One sense. Nothing to do with origin. Right now, we don't know whether this guy's a Jew or not. So when it comes to every halacha in the Torah, we treat him as a goy. We go after the roi. We say he's got a cheskas goy. We have a halacha that says we go after roi goy. It's not asking what each child is going to do. But we're not learning the halacha now. We're trying to put the Torah. It's got nothing to do with it. There's a broid going or not broid going.
That's why I was just checking.
No, this person in front of us, we don't know if he's Jewish or not. So he has a chazaka of being a goy because we found him in a place with broid going. Right now he's standing in front of me and I still don't know if he's Jewish or not. But the halacha is different because now we're dealing with Pekuch Nefesh. Therefore, we don't go off to the roi. We have to be concerned for the mute. There's no presumption. We choish it for the mute. That's all. We're taking you to do it now. We have to understand why we do that. For the purposes of our discussion, not for a, there's not a general knowledge clauses.
Any building that collapsed, the yid there.
We're talking about where there wasn't a yid. We're talking about there's only one person in there, maybe, and it's this guy. That's the case. You can't make up new cases. Now we talk about it. The Gemara gives a case. That's the case. If there was a Sofik that they were hidden in there, then for sure you have to machal Shabbos to save those Sofik hidden in there. That's for sure.
Rabbi, why do you think the guy
is not? Oh, so let's see what the Bir Halacha says. Before we deal with that case, I want to bring another case. You have the Gadol HaDor, who's the Tzadik HaDor, who's the Maneg and Poisek HaDor, who's critically ill and he needs a transplant to save his life. The doctor said, with a transplant, you can save his life. Without the transplant, it's game over. Yeah, the greatest tzaddik, the Chofetz Chaim, b'shaisa. Yeah? Rabbi Akiva b'shaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu b'shaisa. And you have in some hospital connected up to a machine, some 115-year-old, tzemach, vegetable, a yid. He's not doing anything because he's connected to machines. He can't even breathe on his own. Yeah? And he's lying there waiting. For what? I don't know, but he's lying there waiting. Mechubah to machines. He's in a coma. His L'kol HaPoch is not doing anything valuable with his life. And the doctors tell you that that's the only place where you can get the organ that you need to save the Gadol's life. Yeah? But if you take the organ from him, you're going to shorten his life by 1 minute. 1 minute of nothing. 1 minute of vegetable. What's the halacha? You're not allowed to shorten that vegetable's life by even 1 minute. Half a minute, nothing, can't touch it. mipnei nefesh, because we don't know whose life is more there. Got it? No, we don't get it, but that's the halakha. That's it. Also, lanu lekatzer es chayev shel oisi yudi zoket afilu berecha echad gam im adov yigrem lekach shel oisi god lado yomus pekolov kentzad nitein lahavin horozi. How do you understand? We don't understand it. If you got this clear, we don't understand anything. If you don't understand it, you're in a good place. You understand? Min arayli is boinim b'noises. I'm right at the bottom of mem vov. Min arayli is boinim b'noises. Ba'bat noisim. Yudi ben meir shana shekva eva bottle min oilom. ואין לו במה לחיות, הוא צמח ללא הקורא, מחובר למכשירים, this guy that I described earlier, over 100 years old, completely nullified from the world, nothing but to live with, he's a vegetable, in a coma, connected to machines, ומצב זה, אצל המסעולם, הוא ממיסים לו יישא בהמוסס חסד. What they're going to do to him, is they kill him, and it's called חסד. Called Mrs. Chesed. What they call it in English? No, they've got it. No, you know, mercy killing. Mercy. They don't use killing anymore. It's not nasty. That word, they come up with it, whatever. Mercy killing. Well, if it's a Kadosha, just to show you how far we are from that, according to the Torah, Shegilu Rotzen Hashem is Barak, which is the Rotzen of Hashem, no less. Me Shemakatzes Chayev Shel Oysa Odom Afilu Bedaka Achas Nechsha Wurzach. We call it something else. We call it the tzicha. We call that murder. What they call mercy killing, we call murder. The pshutra. Kunikra ma'amid nefesh achas mi Yisrael rachmona litzla. That's what it's called. Numen zoyse makayim es adam zeh. V'doig l'chayiv nechshav kilu kaim oyla mole. Someone who looks after this person, make sure that the machines are working, make sure that he stays alive, is makayim oyla mole. And we all know how choshuv Shabbos is. If every Jew alive today would have to chal every Shabbos from now till the end of time to keep this Jew, this tzemach alive, that you would have to do. Why? Because that's the Ritzoyne Yisparach. Who? Shekulam yachalalu Shabbos v'tziloyse. Not only it's a nice thing to do, you have to do that. If you don't do it, you poshut chayv. You have to machalal Shabbos to help this guy. Interesting question, Lama. How Shabbos? You know what Shabbos is? And he's not going to keep any more Shabbos in this guy unless there's an open miracle. But the Kolapokas, he doesn't have much time left in the world anyway. And the time that he's spending in the world doesn't seem to be terribly productive. He's in a coma lying there, whatever. We have these questions. They had this big court case in England recently, you know, about the child. Yes, and they murdered her, Rahman al Islam. That's what they did. They murdered her. So, what made that story so terrifying, is there were countries that prepared to take the child and keep her alive at their expense. While the British felt that they had a need to kill their child, when there was no need to kill the child, they had no idea. No idea. According to their shittas, let's say their shitta has some bearing. We as a country don't have to spend that amount of money to keep her alive, blah, 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 blah. Okay, Pesada. I'm not saying it's Pesada, but Pesada. America said, we'll take her. Israel said, we'll take her. Disconnect her, bring her here, and we'll take care of her. We're not going to spend any money. The judge said, no, she has to die. Have they heard anything in your life? That's the norm of the world today. In Canada, there was a judgment that it's the doctor's decision whether to feed a patient or not. There's another problem with mercy killing. And that's called, you don't kill the person, you just don't maintain them, you don't sustain them. You just stop feeding them. Who makes that decision? The doctors have to make that decision. So you starve somebody to death, that's all. The doctor's job is to look after someone and keep him alive as long as possible. The doctors now have to decide, oh, well, we just won't feed him now because we don't think he's got any chance to live. That's a court case passed down by the High Court of the poor man died for them. That's the world we're living in. So we have to machazak these ideas in our head a little bit. Ein doichin nefesh mitzvah nefesh. A Jewish life has to be kept no matter what. It's become so normal today. Cases and cases every day. Let's take Hitler, for example, who's suffering terribly, Boch Hashem. And you get to Olam Haba, it's fancy to be able to watch the show. And one of the pleasures in Olam Haba is watching Hitler and all over the same stuff. Somebody once asked Rabbi Victor Miller how long Hitler was going to be in Gehenna. They said forever. Why? He said, because watching him suffering is part of my Olam Haba. And I'm going to be in Olam Haba forever. So he has to be in Gehenna forever. He said, if you could hear the scream, if you could hear his screams in Gehenna, your skin would crawl from listening to the blood-curdling scream of Hitler that he's going through for all eternity. That's what Rabbi Victor Miller said. I don't know what goes on up there. He obviously does, and that's what he said. So let's take this Rosh Hashanah Yimach Shmoy, and he comes up with the following deal. If we'll hand over one Jew, give us one Jew to kill, I'll stop all the trains going to Auschwitz and all the other trains. And I'll close all the concentration camps, and I'll let all the Jews go free. 6 million Jews, over here, one Jew over here. Ratzon Hashem is barach shelo yimsoru lo nefesh achas yisrael. The halacha is, you're not allowed to give to anybody. Dein doiche nefesh mipnei nefesh. Even though you could save 6 million Jews. Okay. You say to me, Zoo. These are Gemara's preparations in the Masechta that she was learning about. Lo yutzu, that the Goyim would request from us to give them one Jew for killing him. It's also, even if there's Jews at Sema, you put a trick on Hitler. Hitler comes in and says, listen, give me one Jew to kill, okay? And I let all the Jews go free, no Holocaust. So we'll trick Hitler. We'll wheel in on the bed with all the machshirim, this Jew that's going to die in 15 minutes anyway because he's a tzemach, he's not doing anything. And you'll kill him. You saved 6 million Jews. Sorry. He says you're not allowed to do that. But 6 million Jews. Lo mivinim klum. Ein doiche nefesh mit mein nefesh. There's a loch of psuke. In the Rambam and Hilchos Yisraelitayim, Perakai, which you probably know off by heart already. After you've been to the last few days of Ben Sera Moira, you probably know Hilchos Yisraelitayim, Perakai, Balfour. Halev Goash Vesor. The heart trembles. Okay, it's a double K. How do you understand such a thing? It's a ridiculous halacha. It doesn't make sense. Among the Zohar method, that's the truth. What can I do? Me'avram Avinu, vada Yudia Acharon, Oilam Moli, his bottle could be Yochel, loyally Klal Yisrael, won't you? Lo Yitlu Regan, Mechaim Shul Yudi. There won't be a world, there won't be a Klal Yisrael, but you can't take the laugh, even the minute of a laugh, from a Jew. Finish, that's it. Now you're starting to get a sense of how Choshev a Jew is. Zusugi Amuka, Veneira, She'en Lanu Bo Tfisa. First thing you need to know is, this is a very deep, awesome subject, and we don't have any grasp of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mukhan Kiviyochel Lebatel Et Kol Tachnis Habria, Lo Yeh Klal Yisrael, Lo Yeh Me'uma. Hashem's within a mackerel. He created the world for a purpose. He's okay. Bankrupt. Cheers. Go home. No Klal Yisrael, nothing. Just one Jew in a vegetable state even lives for one more minute. Why? Doesn't make any sense. If it makes sense to you, then you really have a problem. And you really don't understand anything. This shouldn't make sense. Unless you've already been here and you've learned to see and understand a little bit, but the law moves on. Ichlal. Does it make sense? What does make sense is that Dvarim Eilu Machdirim Lemachshavaseinu Klal Godol B'Choshev. What does make sense, and this is what you have to drill into your kishkas, is the following thing. Al Adam Lachdi Leliboy. This you have to take to your mind and you have to think about this seriously. Ani, me, not me, you. Me, I mean me, meaning everyone has to say me, not me and you saying you. Me, you. Im chayisat slocha shli beruchnius ubagashmi. With all my failings, with my lack of success, whether it's in ruchnius or gashmius, and we all feel at some level that we're We're just not getting it. We're just not functioning the way we're supposed to. We're not on the level we're supposed to be. We make so many mistakes. We came out of Rosh Hashanah with such unbelievable. We came out of a Rosh Hashanah. Wow, what a Rosh Hashanah. And you were so uplifted and you felt so connected. And then from the valley, you feel like worse than you were before it all started. And your davening doesn't look like a davening. Your mind even what's a Rosh Hashanah doesn't look like a davening. And you feel not so, whatever, and you look kach mutzlach. We feel mildly disappointed, yeah? Not anymore, because we know better than that. But some people may feel mildly disappointed. And in Gashmis as well, who has even 10% of these Gashmis dika needs fulfilled? You need to know with all of that. You are considered, in a Kosh Bochu's eyes, 1 minute of your life, he's so choshuv, Hakadosh Baruch Hu prepared to wipe out the entire universe for 1 second of your life. We said every morning, you Hashem, and it's in the singular, me and Hashem, Hashem, you're keeping my neshama in my guf. You. It's Hashem that's keeping my neshama in my guf, him himself. But Hashem is busy. Doesn't have a outsources. Doesn't outsource the job. He does it himself. We are very, very choshev in Hashem's eyes. That's what you have to take away from what we learned today. Kama choshev me. To be, you okay, now he brings the story I brought before. I switched it for a reason. That's on page Mem Ches, is the whole story there of the Bir Halacha about the Shabbos Goy. And we're now moving to Mem Ches. But we're going to stop there. We're going to Mem Tes. We did Mem Tes already outside. I have a reason why I did that, but it's Hashem. Sunday we'll start on Mem Tes.